This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, tonight is the third night of Ramadan. And did you know that every night of Ramadan, from the beginning until the end, there is an angel appointed by Allah Azza wa Jal that makes a public announcement and a call for all of us to hear and to adhere to. And this, obviously we don't hear the angel making the call, but we believe in this and we know about it because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. Every night an angel makes a call saying, Ya baghi al-khayri aqbil, wa ya baghi al-sharri aqsir aw amsik, wa thalika kulla layla. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that an angel calls out every night saying, Ya baghi al-khayr, O seeker of good, O doer of good, aqbil, come forth, come through. And he also says, Ya baghi al-shar, O seeker of evil and bad, aqsir, stop and put an end to your evilness and to your sins. And so this narration teaches you and I that people are of two types. There are people, subhanAllah, by the mercy of Allah, they have a passion, an eagerness to do good. These people, the angel tells them, aqbil, come forth. When you find passion within your nafs, that you love to read the Qur'an, you love to pray, you're looking forward to the fasting, you're looking forward to al-qiyam and praying at-taraweeh with the imam, salat al-jama'ah, praying in congregation. You look forward to your tasbih and your adhkar in the morning and in the evening and before you sleep, and making a dua and these many types of worships we can do during the month. If you find passion and eagerness and love to do this, then the angel is calling you and saying, aqbil, come forward, because you're in the month of goodness. You're in the month in where goodness is multiplied. And imagine someone was to open a gold shop for you and said, brother, sister, enter this gold store and take whatever gold you want. You have just 1 hour and then you need to leave. How excited would you be? How eager and passionate would you be? You will take everything you can and not waste any time. So you, O seeker of good, have been called out to make the most of this month. Come forth. And so at the end of the day of Ramadan, you should ask yourself, like between you and your nafs, say, what did I aqbil with? What did I come forth with today? What's the goodness you did? How much Quran did you read? How much dua did you do? How much dhikr did you do? How many salawat did you pray in the masjid? This is between you and yourself. Try to improve every day and maximize the benefit you can do in this month. And at the same time, there is another type of people. And these are people, baghi al-shar. They are passionate to do evil and sins. SubhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal has tested them. They love to do sins. Even these people, the angel calls out and he says to them, aqsir, stop. Put an end to your sins. Stop them. Every time you're passionate and your desire calls you to do a sin, stop and remind your nafs in what month you're in, in what blessed days you're in. This is a month of forgiveness. And the doors of repentance are open. This is a month in where people are freed from the fire. This is a month in where Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from the fire every single night and day that seeks the opportunities. Remind yourself of these virtues of this month, and as a result, aqsir, stop these sins, stop them. If you don't do that in this month, what chance have you left for yourself other than Ramadan to stop your sins, to put an end to them? So if you have this desire and this passion to do sins, at the end of the day, ask your nafs, ask yourself between you and your nafs, what did I aqsir on tonight? What did I put a stop to? If you are a regular, habitual smoker during the year, did you cut down on that or not? If not, the angel is calling every night aqsir. So if you couldn't do it today, tomorrow, listen to that, obey it and stop. What is your sin? Is your sin addiction to social media? Wal haram that is on it and the shamelessness that is on it, and you follow that and you waste your time? If that's the case, the angel is saying to you, aqsir, stop, hold yourself back. And bit by bit, if you do so by the end of the month, this is how a taqwa develops, when you stop from these sins. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the state of the believer. All of us have a chance to do something in this month. The one who's passionate about the good, the doors are open, do as much as good as you can. And the one who is not eager in doing much good, but he does the obligations, but his struggle in life is sins, then also you have been called in Ramadan to put a stop to that. And whether you're eager to do the good or you desire to do the bad and you need to stop that, in both cases, you need to practice al-mujahada, striving and struggling against your nafs. And between me and you, I'll leave you at this, that the one who fights his nafs against al-haram, every time you leave the haram for the sake of Allah, you are rewarded for that. You're given one complete hasanah, Allahu Akbar, even though you didn't do a hasanah. But you're given a reward because you fought that nafs and you kept away from the haram. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is Ramadan. This is the opportunity for all of us. Every night the call is being made. Answer the call and don't miss out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us acceptance and forgiveness. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.